Welcome to Says the Brown Girl. My name is Diamond, and I'm a brown girl with a voice who doesn't mind being heard. So listen up, I've got a word, and it might be just for you. Today's poem is entitled, My Heart on a Sleeve, written by myself. Here it goes. Sometimes I can't say it out loud, but I feel. My words sound better on paper. Hear me through these poems. This is my heart on a page. Read me. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. Today, my poem is entitled My Heart on a Sleeve, and I wrote this, or entitled this poem that, because I am being open and honest and vulnerable with you today, as I am in all of my poems, and I feel like wearing my heart on the sleeve is a good way to describe my podcast series, because I'm so personal with you all. You're able to get inside my thoughts and listen to them, the thoughts of a brown girl in America. This week, I want to talk about one of my weaknesses, which is expressing my emotions effectively to especially the people I care about most. And I struggle with this. You might think, you know, when you're a good public speaker, or, you know, you come up here and you talk to us, well, you know, it's just not the same. And every one of us has something, you know, that we are not very good at, but we would like to become better at it. And not just for ourselves, but for the people we care about the most. We all have our downfalls, and we have our bad habits that affect others in our life and sometimes push other people away. What could that possibly look like for you? You know, I want you to think of some things that you could personally improve on that would better your relationship with someone that you care about a lot. You know, could that be that you need to listen more and respond less when someone is talking to you or communicating their feelings to you? Is it that, you know, you have a short temper, you're not very patient, or maybe you're just really controlling or bossy? You know, we know these things about ourselves, and sometimes we push them to the back burner because we don't want to deal with them. You know, we're better off, you know, not even communicating with the person because we don't even want to fix ourselves. But that's not the right way to be, especially if you care dearly about that person. So this week, I said I wasn't even going to tell you all to do anything this week, but here we are. I want you to examine yourself and find out, what are some of your key weaknesses that push people away from you that you care about? You know, where is that stopping point that people are just like, okay, this is not getting through to you? You know, they just stop trying to get their point across because you are not connecting somewhere, or they cut off communication with you as often as they like to because, you know, there's something about you that you just won't fix about yourself. And that's not right. We should have these connections with people that we care about because we care about them, and two, because they need us just as much as we need them. You know, what good is it to have a friend if you cannot confide in them, if you cannot come to one another about things and be able to express yourself effectively enough to the point where, you know, at least you have a listening ear? You don't have someone coming at you and rebuttaling back and forth, or, you know, or not saying anything at all. Where can you fix your problem at? To just fix and repair your relationship with someone that you care about. I want you to ponder on that, and I want you to come up with an action plan. You know, how can you start working on that, fixing on that? Maybe you don't go directly to that person and start to work it out. You work on it by interacting with other people. And when you're finally ready, you can try again with that person, you know, and trying to repair that relationship and exercise what you have worked on and improving in that area where you lack in. Let's always strive to be better, to better ourselves. When we better ourselves, each one of us work on ourselves, we come better as a whole. As a society, we grow together. If everyone works on their individual self, everything will work together for good, you know? And yeah, don't do things just for yourself. You know, we have to be considerate of others. You may say, you know, well, this is me, this is my decision. And even maybe with your children, you know, parents have a lot of things to fix about themselves so that their children can talk to them. You know, your children want to be able to come to you about things and be open with you about things, but you shut them out, maybe. You know, you got to work on yourself because it's not just you in the long run. You have other people that you are affecting, you know. It's so many layers to this. But let's find out what we can fix about ourselves that will better us and make it easier for people to open up to us and come to us and, you know, want to share their feelings with us. And I know for myself, I have to work on learning how to express my emotions to other people. So I feel like I'm a good listener. I can always improve on that, yes, but I also need to learn how to reciprocate that energy back to other people and let them know how I feel as well. And so that's all I have for you all this week. Let's be better. Let's work on ourselves. Let's strive for growth. Let's strive for progress, good progress, progressive progress. That's all I have for you all this week. This is Brown Girl signing out. Much love.